For those of you watching on television, well, you'll recognize this guy sitting to my left. If you're listening on radio, you'll recognize his voice in a minute. He is the front man, the lead singer for a little band called Rush, celebrating their 40th year together, about to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, sold millions and millions of records. But really what he's best known for is the fact that he's the three-time Joe Jackson Fantasy Baseball League champion. Now, you didn't know, Geddy Lee, that I knew that, did you?
I did not know that.
And is that among your most prized
possessions?
I'm very proud
of that, yes. I'm very proud of that.
Now, to what do you attribute your success in this? Do you cheat?
No, I don't cheat. Well, a little bit, maybe. But I have an awful lot of time on my hands on the road. And most of the other players in our league have real jobs, so they can't afford to peruse the internet looking for the significant stat that makes a player difference.
Now, were you a baseball fan before the Blue Jays came?
I started becoming a Blue Jays fan, really, a baseball fan, when I was on the road in probably the late 70s. We would be touring, and you know, we'd get in at 4 in the morning. Wake up at 1 o'clock, order something terrible from room service. And when it arrived, you'd turn on the TV to look at something while you're eating, and there would be the Cubbies. And so I didn't really have much affinity for the game since I was a kid. I used to watch the Tigers and all that. But I started watching the Cubbies every day, and then the Braves. Thank God for the superstations in those days.
Yeah, yeah. Old Harry Carey, WGN,
yeah.
Right?
And I got hooked. I got totally hooked. I came home that winter, and I subscribed to the Blue Jays. And then, of course, I went through Expo Mania for a while. And
yeah, we all did that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so I was hooked. It got me.
Now I think I've seen you on occasion here with Lifeson. Did you hook him? Did you bring him into baseball?
He's not hooked. He's happy to come to a game, drink some beer, and eat hot dogs.
Care.
But no, he's a golfer. Really a he's a golf guy.
Now, you mentioned the Montreal Expos and the glove you have there, yeah. I think, which looks like it's been used a fair bit. Now, that was given to you by a former Montreal Expo?
Yeah, Bryn Smith gave me this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had it made for me. Way back on my 40th birthday, many moons ago, my wife had a surprise party, and part of the surprise was blindfolding me and taking me to Toronto Island, where she had arranged a baseball-softball game. And she had arranged also for Smitty and Warren Cromartie, some of my baseball buddies, to fly in and play the game with us. And it was just amazing.
Now,
and
not everybody who's going to throw out the first pitch brings a glove.
No, that's true.
Most
really?
Of them just go out there. But you've
how can I not bring my glove?
Are you worried there's going to be a comebacker? Or the ball's
you never know.
Now, I'm going to say the most.
It's a ritual.
You're a collector, though, right? You're a big time.
Big time.
You've got the uniform Bill Lee set on fire. Is this true?
I do.
The greatest.
Isn't that great?
Where do you get that?
Well, it's funny. I heard it was, I heard through Larry Walker, who's friends with Jim Fanning,
yep,
said that, you know, Jim has the uni. And he's, you know, the day that Bill Lee took it off, he left it in the clubhouse, and Jim Fanning picked it up and kept it. And he's kept it, hasn't touched it since. And so I heard from Jim, and Jim's son is a big Rush fan. And so he said, I would be happy to sell it to you. And I said, I would be happy to buy it. So he brought his son down to the house. He lives in London, Ontario. And they were here tonight, actually. But, yeah, and he swapped stories for a while. He was telling me all kinds of great Expo stories. You know, he's a Canadian legend for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That whole Expo period. So it was really cool. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you gave a bunch of autographed balls to the Negro League Hall of Fame. I knew that.
Yeah.
How much stuff do you have?
I have too much stuff.
Ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's a very addictive hobby. And the great thing about collecting baseball memorabilia is every time you get a piece, you relive that game or that moment. And
oh, totally.
Right?
And isn't that what it's about?
Yeah, and
really?
You go to the baseball reference books and you read about it and you relive that part of America. I mean, it's so connected to American history. It's just a fantastic, evocative hobby.
It's so fascinating because I was in a meeting this morning and that exact same conversation came up because we were talking about collectibles and particularly sports collectibles and how uniquely it takes you back
oh, yeah.
in your memory and you you have a yearning for more information about whatever it is you've got in front of you, whether it's something that happened a year ago or something that happened 40 years ago.
Yeah, and it's connected to that childlike thing that we love about sports, right? And and collecting, our first time we collected baseball cards, and we read the stories on the back about these guys and read about cities in the United States that you never heard of, but you just had this vision of in the Midwestern United States where these guys came from. So I think it's connected to childhood for sure in that way.
Did your collecting start with baseball cards?
I never collected
did for me,
cards. No.
But I never, see, I never got to where you were.
No.
But I collected baseball cards. You didn't?
I did not, no. I remember I was on tour, and I walked into an autograph shop in Kansas City, and I saw some autographed baseballs. I think I bought a couple. I don't even remember who it was now, but I remember talking to the guy who was the owner, and he was a super nice guy. And I said, well, what would it take to buy a Babe Ruth baseball? And as soon as I had that conversation, it was over for me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now, once in a while, we'll have a musician on the show. We had Tim McGraw not too long ago. Of course, his father's Tug McGraw.
Right.
And he talked about his own aspirations, but he became a musician and said, did you have aspirations? I know you're a fine tennis player.
Thank you very much.
Did you have aspirations, or are you, you know, or do you do, do you, in your dreams, do you wish you were playing a sport, or that you?
I fantasize about being a pitcher.
Yeah.
When I went through a period in my 30s, late bloomer, where I thought, wouldn't it be cool to be a pitcher? I knew that I would never be a pitcher, but it was a fun thing to think about. And in fact, I had one of my guys who worked for us on the road would catch me, and I would throw, like, you know, for 20 minutes before every show. In the tunnel backstage. And in fact, I was warming up here, and it really reminded me of that. And I had to stop because, you know, I have terrible mechanics, so my elbow was killing me after a while. But.
So you're going to throw a strike tonight, then?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Well, wait a second.
I'll never hear
it'll be immortalized if you don't.
Yeah.
You know, that's, those things live forever.
Why didn't you show up for any of the fantasy camps? In the early 90s, the Blue Jays were having fantasy camps down in Florida.
Yeah, I know. I thought about going to those times, but I never did.
You never showed up.
He might have been a little busy. Yeah. He tends to go on tour and go away for periods of time.
Yeah, he can get off whenever he
wants. He's got those other three guys, you know.
The other two guys
to look after.
This tour's going to mess up your baseball watching this year for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, of all the years, right?
Yeah.
But I think our tour finishes beginning of August, so I should be here for the stretch run.
Fantastic.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
What do you think?
I think all praise Alex Anthopoulos. In fact, I asked them today, that they said, do you want a Blue Jays jersey? I said, yeah, I'd love one with Anthopoulos on the back. No, he's been such a good thing for the Blue Jays, I think, on so many levels. He's brought excitement. When he first came on board, he rebuilt the team, collected as many assets as he could. And wisely, they chose this year to spend some of those assets, and we're seeing the result of it. Now, on paper, they're as good as anybody. Let's see if they can actually pull it together.
When I tell my 14-year-old, and he loves your music, I said, you know, they're just from Toronto. They're guys from Toronto. Do you think it makes a difference with Anthopoulos that he's a local guy? Do you think that strikes a chord in Toronto? I mean, you've traveled a lot around the world.
I don't think so. I think it's just what he's done and his attitude. You know, the team was in a bit of a mess after the JP years. And he came in and brought kind of common sense to it and said, hey, let's hire scouts. Let's get kids. Let's get talent. Let's collect as much talent as we can. And, you know, he's not perfect. He's made a few mistakes, as every GM will make. But by and large, I think it's been just a terrific thing to watch as a Blue Jay fan.
We got our fingers crossed for all Blue Jay fans. So last question. Which takes up more space, your baseball collection or your wine collection?
A wine for sure.
5,000 bottles plus?
Something like that. My wife might be watching.
Certain kind of hoarding.
You never
here.
Say
I was
the number.
Say, yeah. There's a bit of a hoarding thing about you.
Yeah, it's bad. I got it bad, guys.
You got to get over it. Yeah. Listen, congratulations on the Rock and
Thank
Roll
you.
Hall of Fame. It's about damn time.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
I might add, way too late,
that.
But you know what? Worked out
never
okay.
Never too late.
Never too late. It worked out okay. 40th anniversary and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame same year.
Yes.
That's pretty dang good.
And throw a strike tonight.
I'll try.
Yeah, please.
I'll try. Thank you, guys.